EWA 517, do you want to report a UFO? Over.
Negative. We don't want to report.
Ares 31, do you wish to report a UFO? Over.
Negative. We want to report one of those either.
Ares 31, do you wish to file a report of any kind? Over.
I wouldn't know what kind of report to file, sir.
Ares 31, me neither.
Number 71, Papa Golf, go ahead.
And was there anybody at above us that passed us like 30 seconds ago?
Number 71, Papa Golf, negative.
Okay. Something. It's a UFO.
Yeah. It's Merger 1095, yeah, something just passed over us. Don't know what it was, but it's at least 2,000-3,000 feet above us. Yeah, it passed right over the top of us.
911.
You guys busy?
Yeah, yeah.
Did we just call about the UFOs? They're out there. Same airplanes.
Howdy, dispatch.
Okay.
Bob, I swear to God, 4 calls in on an unidentified object over Liberty.
4 calls?
4 calls on an unidentified flying object.
All right, now take a look. All right, we'll check it out.
Welcome to UFO Chronicles, a place where people share their experiences of the strange and unexplained. If you've had an encounter and would like to be on the show, you can email me at ufochronicles@gmail.com.
Our guest coming on in a moment is Mauricio, and he comes to us from Spain, and his sighting occurred in the Andes of Colombia in 1992. But first, I want to give a shout out to all our trucker friends listening to the show on the road tonight. You guys see some strange things on your travels. So if you have a story, shoot me an email. Have a safe journey, guys. Now, on to our Patreon section. First off, I would like to give a big thank you to Squirrel Pre-Productions and BB Tinsley for becoming Patreons and sponsoring the show. It really helps me a great deal. Thanks for that. If you're a fan of the show and would like to help support the podcast by becoming a patron, head on over to www.patreon.com/UFO Chronicles podcast or hit the link below, where you can find out about the show and the rewards available to you. Plus, as an added bonus, every new patron gets a shout out on the show. Hola, Mauricio.
Yes, hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's great to have someone from Spain on the show. I know we have a few Spanish listeners, but your sighting was in the Andes of Colombia. Can you tell the audience when it was and just walk us into what you were doing, please?
Yes, thank you. Okay, so here is what happens. I divided this story in 3 different aspects because what I really want to tell people is that there is something outside there, and it is true that there is something that it is happening now. So the first part is the context. Yes, in that moment, when I saw the UFO, I was living in Colombia, in South America. And we were in a place, a reservation, a park, a natural, national park near to Bogota, which is the capital city. And we were camping with some friends there. This is a place very high. It is approximately 3,200 meters high in the mountains. It's a specific ecosystem named Páramo in Spanish. And it's a very beautiful place. It's the most biodiverse high mountain ecosystem that exists in the world. And fortunately, it was enough far away from Bogota, the capital city, so there were no luminic contamination. And as it is prohibited to make fire camps, the only light that we have was from our torch or flashlights and nothing more than that. And in that time, in those days, we were the only people that were camping in the park. So we were completely, completely alone. No sounds, mostly silence and peace around us because it is a really beautiful nature place. The visibility was fantastic. In Colombia, in South America, in those places, we have only 2 seasons, the rain seasons and the dry season. Unfortunately, it was the dry season because in the Páramo, it really rains a lot. And this ecosystem usually is covered by, moist. Yeah.
Moist.
So, yeah. So usually you don't have too much visibility, but in that day it was fantastic. The visibility was fantastic. Was perfect. So we were just sitting with some friends, looking at the stars at the night. In my country, at around 7:30 p.m., it became totally dark. And I think we were around 8 p.m., so completely, completely dark, no lights, and the sky full of stars. It was really, really, really beautiful. So this is the context. The context was perfect for a viewer, for looking wherever you want to look. About me, about the viewer, because this is also very important in terms of who is the people that is looking, how much experience this person can have when he sees something different or that he thinks is really different. So what we did in that moment, we take out our sleeping bags and lay down because it is very cold in the night. And we were laid down looking at the stars and talking very calm. So in terms of my emotional state, I was very calm, very concentrated in what we were looking because we were really enjoying the night. I'm a coach and I am a person that do a lot of different techniques in order to be a calm, cool person. So my emotions don't drive me very, very hard, if I maybe understand. So, and also I have, let's say, some experience in terms of recognizing airplanes because I have been working with airplanes. I have an uncle that was a pilot for Avianca for many years. So I fly many different kind of airplanes and I have seen many different kind of airplane shows and videos and whatever. So I think I have a quite pretty good experience in understanding what an airplane can do, from normal commercial airplanes to military and some special planes. So I have, let's say, some good experience in that. So I know, and in those days, because it was some years ago, I knew what can do or not in a plane, at least the ones that we know, because of course it could be any kind of airplanes that has not been released to the public or whatever. Okay, so I think in that terms, in terms of the viewer, I can be let's say as much objective as possible. You know what I mean? The encounter, what we saw. When we were lying down, talking about the stars, we saw some meteorites. It's really easy to saw a meteorite and to understand that what we have saw is a meteorite because of the way the trajectory and everything is very easy. We saw some airplanes that were above us crossing the sky that cruise altitude. It's more or less easy to identify an airplane because of the different lights it has. The navigation, the stroboscopic lights, the collision lights, you can understand what is a plane and what is not a plane. I also know that it depends on the angle between the plane and the observer, that for some seconds you maybe cannot know if it is an airplane or what it is. But then as time passes and as the airplane crosses the sky, you can see the lights more clearly. So we identify some airplanes that were flying above us. And in one moment, one of our friends says, "Hey, look at that thing in the sky. What is that?" And another say, "I think that's a satellite, because also under some conditions, you can see a satellite in the sky." So I look at it, and yes, it was a small object, very, very, very high, and moving at a very high speed. It was projecting just one solid light that seems to reflect. So yes, sounds sensible to be a satellite. So I continue looking at it. It moved really, really fast in the sky, very, very, very high. But I was surprised by something. In some moment, because you know that when you're looking to an airplane, that begin its flight, let's say, on the horizon, it seems that it is going up. And when it goes just up to you, it seems to go down. You know what I mean? Because it is following the curvature, the curve of the Earth. Yeah. So in that moment, I noticed that it seems that the object were flying more in a tangential trajectory to the Earth, because the size was beginning to diminish very, very, very clearly. Not to disappear, but to diminish in size. So it was really curious. It was flying very, very, very high. And what happened then is that suddenly the object makes an incredible, brutal turn, very, very close turn, that I really know perfectly that there is no airplane made by man, at least the one you know, and at least in those 2 years, that could do something like that. It was incredible. And the most incredible thing is that the object didn't change the speed. Nothing. It made this brutal turn, very close turn, and return following almost the same trajectory at the same speed all the time. No change in speed. That was incredible. I know what I saw. I know that there is no man-made that could do that, at least what we know. And if it is something that we don't know, wow, what we have made humanity with this kind of artifacts that can do something like this. It was curious that it returns following the same trajectory, the same speed, and I think when it was really close to the horizon, it seems that it accelerates. The speed goes, it moves really faster. But it was, as it was so close to the horizon, I'm not really, really sure that happened. It seems that that happened, because I think it was the final 3 seconds that we could look at the object, because it disappears behind the mountains. It seemed that it accelerated, increase its speeds really, really fast. So that's my story, Nick.
What speed do you think it was moving at?
This is really hard. Yeah, I've been thinking on this many, many, many years, because as it was very high, and as we have seen, fortunately, some planes, some really airplanes flying, it was moving faster than a normal airplane. So if approximately an airplane at cruise altitude could be moving around 800 or 900 kilometers per hour, I estimate, and it's an estimation because this is very difficult, this could be moving faster than 1,000 kilometers per hour. Maybe, probably 1,200 or 400, something like that, because an airplane has crossed some, let's say, 1 minute before we see the object. So I have that image of the airplane moving. So I have that idea of speed from the airplane. And then when we look at this object, it was moving really, really, really fast. But it's quite different. I know, for example, that satellites move really faster than that, faster than 1,200, something like that. So it's really quite, quite difficult to know. But also, as the it seems to be very, very, very high, it's really difficult. If it was at a satellite, those moves really faster than that. So it's quite difficult, you know?
Like satellites in general and the ISS, their speed tends to be about 17,500 miles per hour.
It moves really, really faster than that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, that I have just this image of the airplane. So it seems to move faster than an airplane, but not so fast than the airplane, but faster than. It was very, very high. And from my perspective, seems to be higher than an airplane. That's why at the first moment we thought, oh, this is a satellite. It has sense to be a satellite, you know?
Sure, yeah. I mean, as a always being around aircraft, basically a trained observer, so you know what you're looking at.
It's something really strange. I think one of the reasons I want to tell this story to the people is because I have seen during all my life, I'm 55 years old, I have seen from during all my life many different theories that arises regarding the UFOs and the aliens and whatever. So it has been changing a lot. First, information that we received from those years to now, it has been changing a lot. And I have seen something that I think is important for people to understand. I feel that there are many people that really wants to believe in this phenomena. And I also see some people that deny completely the phenomena. And I also see some people that it is brutally against phenomena. So I have seen in social media and different pages, people fighting each other, because I believe in this, I don't believe in this. I think the aliens are going to eat us. No, I think that the aliens are going to help us and whatever theories that come. That's a bad idea, fight against us. Because as I have seen many different explanations from the governments regarding the phenomena, and some of the explanations are so absurd, so stupid, it has no sense. This is telling me that this is really happening. Something important is really happening. So let's try to find the truth between us, by us, because I don't believe the official information that we have received. But we are not going to find the truth, or at least part of it, by fighting each other, because that's not the way. On the contrary, I think that is something that many people are interested in, to have the people fighting each other. That's not the way. That's not the way. I know perfectly what I saw. I know that this is not normal. I know that this should be something really special and different. We must try to find what it is. And as much official or information I receive that is absurd, as much I understand, this is something really, really important, and we must take care of this. We, the people. You know what I mean?
What was your belief in your UFOs before your experience?
I'm an open-minded person, but I do not believe in everything that I receive. I understand that that could be many explanations from my point of view. And since I was really a kid, I understand that the universe is extremely enormous. It is as big as we can't really imagine. So the possibility of existing of life outside our planet is quite possible. It is. It's just common sense. It is. If somebody could travel through the big space, yes. At least human people, we have the enough scientific theory for doing that. So it is possible. So I've been always thinking that there is a big possibility of alien existence in this incredible big universe. Why not? If they exist and they came here, all the question is always the same. Why? For what? And fears arise. Fears arise in people, what they want, why they are here. So there are many, many theories, and some of them, well, I think are not credible. But I really believe it is a big possibility. And it is something that could change our future, our history, and our destiny in 1 second. In 1 second. When I heard, for example, I remember in the United States, the Phoenix Lights, maybe you know about the famous Phoenix Lights. When I heard that the government said that it was caused by flare, it's so crazy, it's so absurd, it has no sense. If you see how flare function from a military plane, you know perfectly that the Phoenix Lights was no flare. It is impossible, there is no flare. That's why I'm here telling you there is something important. And we must find the truth. I don't know exactly how, but we must find the truth together.
They did say it was flares. The actual Phoenix Lights went on for quite a long period of time over a wide area.
Yeah, many people saw it. Descriptions of different people. Many people that were not interested. Many people that never believed in UFOs. Never. They have any interest in that. And many people like that talk and say, you know, I saw what I saw. It was incredible. It was really big. This is, was stationary. It was, these lights were not clear. So why not believe in so much people? They saw something. We don't know what it was. I saw, for example, but I usually don't talk very much about this. I saw another one, but it was so fast. I was looking not exactly direct to the object I saw, but it moved so fast so that I don't know exactly what it was. So that's what I'm saying. You must be also very careful when we talk about these things, because sometimes our senses can tell us something that is quite different from reality. You know what I mean? Because our senses are limited. You know what I mean?
That's right. As far as the media goes, in America, over the last two, three years, there's more and more information coming out. How is it in Spain? How does the media...
Spain is an interesting country. In terms of the media and the government, they do not care. When some information has come from them, what you feel is that they really don't care about it. It's not an important thing here. It seems that they don't try to avoid the phenomena or to cover it or to, I don't know, something like that. No, they just, hey, somebody saw something and here's the information and it ends and nothing more than that. So what do you feel that here they are not interested in the phenomena? There are many people that really want it, like it. There are many people that goes to different areas in Spain in which seems to be a lot of movement, of UFOs movement, and many people told histories that in which they say that they have seen some UFOs. There are some cases here that has been really famous in Spain that happened some years ago, in which there were involved airplanes, commercial airplanes, and the people from the airports, the controllers from the airports. So there are some cases really, really, really interested in which many people, many professional people, good viewers, trained people saw something that they could not explain. They could not explain. Spain is quite different. America, United States is quite different. I was looking some documents from the FAA, which is the government entity that generate all the laws for flights. You know what I mean? I don't know how to say in English. Sorry for my bad English, first of all. So the FAA is a very important government entity. So in the FAA, there are many documents, whoever want to verify this, because this is very important, we must give proof for whatever we say. In the webpage from the FAA, there are a lot of documents in which they talk about UFOs. And some years ago, I think in 2006, they changed some of the documents in which they say, if you saw an UFO, you must report to Bigelow Aerospace Company. It's a private company. It's really curious. Why the FAA say to the people, if you saw an UFO, tell it to Bigelow Aerospace Company, which is a private company. They produce some products for the NASA. It's quite rare. Why happened this? And then some years after that, they changed, and they changed the documents. Whoever wants can verify this. And now the documents say not to report to Bigelow, but to the UFO, I don't remember exactly, another company, another different place. So that's what I'm saying. This is strange. This is not normal. You know what I mean?
That is very strange.
Yeah.
I do get a lot of emails from pilots all over the world, commercial and military, that want to share their story, but they don't want to share it actually on the podcast, and they don't want their names, the airlines.
I know two. I know two of them. When I decided to tell you this, I talked with one of them, and he said, no, I can't. I can't. It's a big issue for them. So it's a shame because they are really good observers, and so one of them has a really good story, really, really, really good story of an object moving incredibly fast and doing some operations that cannot be done for an airplane, like the object I saw, disappearing and appearing in less than a second, having it at the right of your plane And in less than a second having on the other side of the airplane, it was crazy, but they don't want to, you know what I mean? I don't know. Well, I know why, but they can't.
It's very understandable, especially at this present time. Hopefully things will change.
Yeah, I think so. I think they must change. There are so many encounters. There was a period of time that encounters really get low, and then it explode again. And there are a lot of encounters in the world. So I think something is really changing. And sometimes, based on some information and news that I saw in the media, sometimes I feel that they are preparing us for giving some information, real information about this. But whatever official information that comes, I will never believe, because I think they will lie to us. I'm pretty sure they will lie to us. But I think that sometime they will have to tell part, of they will have to do it, I think, probably.
I'm with you there. I believe caution is advised, any information that comes out officially.
Yeah, I do not believe anything. I'm sorry, but I have seen many incredible lies, and there are many other cases for which I have been heard the official explanation, and oh my God, you can laugh about it. You cannot say that this is a balloon. My God, I don't know. 50 persons saw an object moving incredibly fast, and this is a balloon, a weather balloon. Oh my God, people are not stupid. It's not a weather balloon.
Just like the famous Roswell weather balloon.
Oh yeah. But there are so many things about Roswell that sometimes a case that I prefer to avoid, because there is so many information and misinformation, you know, so many lies, so many people. And I think that probably there are people really professionals in lying. You know what I mean? Really professionals in manipulating the information. I think that there are people that say, yes, I believe in UFOs, but the information they give is so manipulated that I think that they have not good intention, if I may understand. So that's why I think that as much information we can gather from the people and try to bring as much proof as possible, maybe we can find some of the truth behind this phenomena, you know?
Yeah, there are a lot of people, especially in the whole subject, that, you know, there is a lot of misinformation, a lot of incorrect information going out. What's important is to actually hear from the people themselves, the people that actually witness these sightings.
You know something? It's curious, because some years ago, anybody from science would say anything regarding UFOs, almost anybody. Or if they say something, they say, this is not true, it doesn't exist. Now, actually, there are more and more people that comes from the science world that is saying, okay, maybe, maybe, because this is so strange. And these, some of the cases that has been shown publicly are really good cases, really strange, really has a very difficult explanation. So there are some people from science that are saying, this is possible. And this is also a big change. That's why I'm saying that I think that there is happening some changes in the world. Also remember that in the past, nobody or almost nobody has a camera. Now everybody has a camera. And also it is true, I must say, it is true that you can, with a very low budget, produce a fake. That's one of the big problems. That's what I'm saying, that there are so much fakes that maybe there are people interested in confusing people by producing fake news, you know what I mean? So that's why we must be really careful, mind open, but objective, and we must search, understand, and see what is happening, because there are many, many, many fakes, and it's very easy to produce a fake, very easy.
It's very frustrating.
Mm-hmm. I was talking with a person here that has also a podcast here in Spain, and we agree with the same. It's really frustrating, because when we saw something that sounds to be incredible, then we found that, oh, this is purely a fake. So there are so much information, and at the same time, so much misinformation, so much lie, that is really, really, really frustrating. But as I know what I saw, and I know some few people, serious people, that saw really good cases, I know that there is something. That's why I'm really interested in this. I know there is something. Also, I know, you know, one person I met in the past, a group named Rama. I don't know if you know about them. Rama, R-A-M-A. This was a group, I think this was around the 80s. I think it was in the 80s. Yes, I think so. It was in the 80s. Maybe at the end of the 80s, something like that. And Rama was founded by a person that he had been saying all the time that he was a contactee. That's the word in English. He was contacted by aliens. So they were spread in the world in many different countries. And they have one, let's say, branch office in Colombia, this group named Rama. Sixto Paz is the name of the person that found this. And he told that he was a contactee. And he has a incredible story about the contacts. And okay, so I met people from Rama. I decided to go to their place and see what it is about. Again, with the same idea, with the same philosophy of have an open mind, but I'm not a fool, you know what I mean. So I went there, and in that moment, arise in Colombia a story of a person that was how do you say in English? My God. Was taken from aliens, was raped, or how do you say, abducted?
Abducted, yes.
Yeah, abducted by alien, and then returned to Earth. And it was a really huge story covered by the media. And the principal papers and news, it was covered the news. It was really, really famous in Colombia of this person. This person was a farmer. Yeah, he works on the land in agriculture. But it was a very ignorant person. He's a very ignorant person because he has no studies, and he was an ignorant person. But he was very famous, and he began to make speeches in different places and traveling in Colombia. And the day that I went to the place in Rama, this person went there to make his speech and talk about his abduction. Oh my God. It was a complete fake made for having money. You know what I mean? They asked people for money. It was a real fake, a totally fake. It was incredible. And it was something, let's say, very good created. So many people really react positive to the person. And wow, my God, it was an important figure, and people begin to give money to him. That's what I say, that there are many people interested in fakes and having money or whatever other reason. So we must not believe everything that we heard about.
People like this, it's all about profit. And because people have such a need to believe in things,
yeah,
and then you're just open to people taking advantage of you.
Yeah, there are many people like that. I have seen many people like that. And from my point of view, I'm not going to say names, but there are some authors that has published some books that I really don't believe in this. And some of the stories have been in some way manipulated. So we must be really, really, really careful with this. I think it's something important. I think could change our lives, but we must be intelligent. I remember that one day in some social media, somebody placed a photograph of an alien and make this affirmation. This is the race of the, I don't know what, from the planet, blah, 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 blah. And I asked a question. What proofs do you have for making this affirmation? Could you please give it to me? Wow, I think almost everybody killed me in the comments, in the social media, because I asked that question. And people say, why you don't believe, you're so stupid, you're so whatever, you want proof, go to Area 51. People is crazy. We must think clearly and calm and cool and see what could be truth or not and try to find the answers and the truth. But we cannot believe whatever somebody says, because there are many, many fakes and many false information generated by many people, some of them professionals of that. And we must be really careful, you know. I think that I will say to the people, or encourage maybe the people to think, to to be calm and to open their eyes and their minds, because there are many, many possibilities outside our world. It is really hard to think that we are alone. It's really, really hard. It's really, I think it's, it has no sense. There could be many.
It's crazy to believe otherwise.
Yeah. Well, Nick, that's my story. I hope it's helping you and help the people to open their eyes and to share the stories and to share real information and to be careful with the information they got. We have now cameras. We have many possibilities to find the truth and see what comes. I hope some way in the future, we'll find some important truth about what is outside the Earth, but maybe about us, our past, our real past, and our real future, you know?
Thanks for coming on today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much for doing what you are doing. Really, I really appreciate this. This is the way to spread information and to spread as much serious information and objective as possible. So thank you very much. Nick.